God is love.
Don't you think God is love? God is love. The 1 John chapter 4 says, right? God is love. How the love that reminds you, what is the first thing coming out? That, you know, love. This love is not a, you know, filial, you know, or eros. This love, we're talking about the love of God, love of agape. That's this love of agape. But once we understand the love of God, then this apply our life. Then our love of our filial and the love of eros all can impact in our life, actually. Yeah. If we understand the true God, our true love, that it applies our life, entire our life can change, actually. Don't you think so? A true love. The Lord Jesus is showing us this love. Don't you think the entire Bible talking about the love of God? Yes, talking about the love of God. God created the universe. For whom? Don't saying that because there's an alien, there's also the benefit to for the creation of God. Well, it's up to you. You think about but God created the universe. God created the earth. God created all the animals. Sometimes I wonder why God created the mosquitoes. A few days ago, I was bitten by the mosquito. But everything is created by God. Have you seen the mosquito mechanism, how they flying and then approaching? And it's amazing, actually. Yeah. Even the cockroach, too. Have you tried to kill the cockroaches? It's amazing. Cockroaches is so smart. Once you find out in the darkness is relaxed, but once you turn on the lights, don't move. But something getting close, then it's running not the straight, zigzag way to run. So, it's very smart. Built in this, so. God designed it. It's amazing. All this earth and universe and all the animals, all the things in this world, the living creature, all the plants, everything, created for us. Do you believe so? It is. Everything is created for us. All things is designed for us to let us to enjoy our life. But God asks that we can manage it. We can manage it. The wild dog has to be domesticated to reach the train. That we have to manage them anyway. Anyway, we go back to the love. What it comes to in your mind, the love of Christ, or about the Lord Jesus? Anybody? Love. Love of Christ. I know it's the topic is too big because love is everything. Love of God, yes. Love means somebody can bring up something, you can give me some. Love means sacrifice. Yes.
Surpasses
understanding. Yeah, thank you. That's God's love we talk about. Right? We talk about the sacrifice. Based upon how much you love that person, your level of giving up is different. Don't you think so? If you do not love that much, you never bring something very precious one to that person. What do you think? Is it true, right? I'm sure because you have two apples. That one is have some you know, but the other one is good. Definitely, if I go your place, then cut it and give it to me. But if your parents coming or your lover coming, definitely good one to cut it, to present it. Degree of love is different now. The one, the rich young man, a ruler, came to the Lord Jesus, how can I do to obtain the eternal life? And we just, good teachers, don't say, but you keep all the commandment of God. Oh, I keep from my young ages. But one thing, is that not enough? The young man says. Oh, one thing is, if you want to be complete, you want to be perfected, your actions, your motivation to enter the kingdom of God, then you sell everything, all your possessions, then give it to the poor, and then you follow me. Testing of his true love in his heart. He couldn't pass it. At that time, so this young man, face turned down. He cannot do that. Because his love is not enough to reach to gain the Christ in his life. Do you think you can, maybe because later on, I heard the NYTS is a place, the matchmaking place sometimes, at the side, to one of the way, but once you love someone, you get married, you can tell. Once you've make sure you fall in love with the same faith, okay?
Nice.
So anyway, it is a good place anyway. So when you fall in love with someone, you can tell. You can give up. How much you have to ask yourself? How much I can give up? Unconditionally. If you are truly can give your whole heart, whole life, then this marriage will be blessed by God. We are not in something in condition in our heart. Sometimes we have a condition within our heart. We saying that we explain as a love, but actually it's not a true love. But we can say conditional love. It happens. Have you noticed when you're looking for friends, you're looking for your friend's looks? What do you think? Oh, this man is quite good, a very muscle man. I want to be your friends. What do you think? I don't think so. When you find out the true friends, usually look at their heart. True friendship. True friendship comes from the not looking, but from heart. But sometimes I find out when we're looking for our spouse, then handsome and the beautiful is considered a great part of it really helps because I don't have to make outline and our sister helping this. So I'm so glad. So the Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, he looks like what? According to the book of Isaiah, there's no any looks in a sense. There's no any attractions in his, in a physical and his outer appearance. But within him, the true God is within him. That's why the people do not give him a credit. But he came to this world, give us a true love. In book of John, chapter 3, 16 says, hey? John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Don't misunderstand, because God has a Son, so he gave us a Son. The God so loved the world, he manifested himself to come to this world through the Mary to be the child as a flesh like us to be born here for us. That's what it meant. Don't misunderstand. So some people say, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Consider is a God himself as a Son. So you go to this world. Once you read the book of John, you can tell. This kind of, we have to, well, then other, how he can have a son then? Begotten Son, how come there's no mother then? This is not a talking about, don't misunderstand. This is a, that's why the Trinity, it came out that sense. But God himself came to this world as a, manifest himself like a flesh like us. That's what he meant. He willing to come to the law, I mean, come to this world, just like us, to be as a flesh. He died on the cross. Give us his life to us. That's a true love. We mentioned about, the Lydia mentioned about the sacrifice. True love is a sacrifice. Please turn to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse from 6. Chapter 5, verse 6, 7, 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 6, 7, 8. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Chapter 5, verse 6, Romans 5. And then 7, for one will hardly die for the righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. Verse 8, but God demonstrated his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He shows that his true love, the willing to die for us. This is the love of agape, unconditional love. People misunderstand the unconditional love means whatever I do, he loves me. Whether I'm a sinner, I continue to commit sins, still God, what do you think? Every day you curse your parents. Of course, the parents keep loving you, but if you continue against the parents, the consequences come upon to you. It's not because of parents. What do you think? Unconditional love. This one is unconditional love. It's not we are enough or qualified to receive his love, yet we are in the sinner. He willing to die for us. That is unconditional love, that point. But if we do not cherish his love, we do not holding up this love within our life, because we kick this true love out of us, who can help us then? Don't misunderstand. Continual commit sins are still God's love. And you have to remember, once we continue to commit sin, actually we are facing to the judgment. Until we turn around. Once we turn around from the sin, then we can see the light. We can see the God's grace. We can see his mercy. The turning point is when we repent, turn away from sin. So Romans chapter 5, we mentioned about that this is a true love. It's a sacrifice love, unconditional love. Don't treat the given love from the Lord is lightly. Treat lightly. Treat very, very heavily. One time I helping the SSC, what is the meaning of reverence? Meaning of reverence. Treat the person heavily. How are you dealing with it in front of your parents? When you go home, hi, that's it? And then parents follow you. How are you doing today? Don't you know I'm okay? And every day, some same things. And they close the door. And okay, parents go back. What is... Never, don't do that. Short respect means has true respect come from true love. God is precious, given us this love. Why? It's priceless. He loves us with the priceless love, unconditional love to us. Why he came to this world to manifest himself to flesh in this world? He's willing to die on the cross. To give up himself for us. Why he shed blood for us on the cross? Why he died such kind of, you know, to shameful way on the cross? It is, you know, the cross is like a cursing. Man's way is a cursing, you know, frame. You die there. Jesus died there for us because we are sinners. If we go back to sin, then we treat his love lightly. He truly loves us. He sacrificed himself. Let us remember. That's why every time when we partake the Holy Communion, remember his love truly. Memory is precious. Every time we are facing temptations, when our flesh push us, you know, hey, taste it. Once it's okay, you know. But once turned to be twice, and twice turned to be third, and eventually we are getting into the sin, we are controlled by the sin. We are never ourselves to be boss ourselves. Do you know that? We cannot be boss ourselves. We have to always follow something. Do you believe so? Every day, I mean, every Friday, if you go to 10 freeway here, there's a lot of traffic. Because go to Las Vegas. Oh, I heard that one day they have an express train can be built. Then within how many hours? Well, in the future, then the fast way to go to Las Vegas. People, you know, weekends, a lot of people go to Las Vegas. They follow their own. They are the boss. No, there's something within their flesh to urge them. Go. People commit sin. We can say, oh, there's excuse. We can make excuse. But have you noticed the flesh within us urge us? That's okay. Taste it. Why not? But remember, what we receive is it's the love that we receive from the Lord is a truly precious. Yeah. Never exchange with anything. Have you noticed the kids when they have have you ever experienced when you're little, when your mom gives you something, and then mom comes to you and then exchange with this. Mom's hands is a small one, but you have a big one. But it's very tasty. Mom say, can we exchange to what you have in your hands? Then you say, I love you, mom, but I don't want to change it. I want to eat it. So the usually kids would exchange it, then they say, nothing. Have you experienced? I experienced in front of my mother. I did it. Because my mom tested me, I remember. But my mom just laughing at that. That's all. Sometimes we say, you know, we cannot remember how wonderful that his love is given to us. So sometimes the little things we cannot give up to God. Yeah, that's our size of love. Ananias, Sapphira, he sold in all the property and then he brought to the on the way. You know, many family, they sell the property and they brought to the God and they say, this is too much. Hide something. That's human nature. That's human nature. I hope your life, my life, we never done that. love is the final stage of our true faith to be proved. Remember the Abraham when he called by God at that time, you depart from the what your forefathers and your relatives, and then go where I show you. And he go there. He waiting for 25 years, and he got the son, the promised one. But that's not it for his life. His life of the ultimate, his life, top of his life for the to showing his love is when he give up his only son. Remember? God testing him. That is his true faith. And there, God truly blessed him. Let's look at the book of Genesis. Mount Moriah, he received the blessing, right? 22, verse 10. And Abraham stretched out his hands and took the knife and slay his son. God says, you offer your only son the offering for me, the one that you love the most, but he willing to offer his son. And then at that time, the angel of the Lord called him and said from heaven, say, no, stop there. Then, but do not stretch out your hands, 12, against the lady. Do nothing harm to him. Now I know that you fear God. Now I know that means you love me. You fear me means, fear me, it's not scare him. Don't misunderstand. This is constructive fearing, which is a true love, a true reverence. And then you find out that there's a lamb, you know, the thicket, the cut, the ram cut in the thicket by his thorn. So the offer to God. But when you later on, the Abraham called the place will provide, said, in the mountain of the Lord, it will provide. After that, the God blessed him. Verse 16. By myself I have sworn to declare the Lord, because you have done these things, that they have not that withheld your son, your only son. Indeed, I will greatly bless you. I will greatly multiply your seed as the star of the heavenly, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. Then in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Because he loved God. You can if you compare the chapter 12, when God blessed him at the beginning, very similar blessing. But you have noticed Genesis chapter 22, verse 16, what God says. By myself, I have sworn. That means, can you tell there's emotion involved from the God's heart when he blessed Abraham? You can compare the chapter 12. Chapter 12, Now the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, so you shall be blessed. Can you see here the chapter 12, verse 1 to 3? God hears here a statement. Everything is a statement. If you follow me, I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. But after here, he offered his son, then it's different. Well, God is verse 16, at chapter 20 to 16. Now God's emotion involved of this blessing. By myself, I have sworn, declared the Lord. Which means, I swear to you. God never said before that. You know, I will swear to you. That means, no matter what condition, it will happen to you. Because you even give up your own, the one to love the most. Because you have done these things, have now withheld your son, your only son. And verse 17 says, God can say, I will bless you. That's enough. But verse 17, God says, I will greatly bless you. That is the emotion involved. Because you truly love me. So I will love you so much also. It's not I love you, it's different. I will greatly bless you. And then also we'll greatly multiply your seed. See that the wording is different. God is touched by the Abraham's love. God loves us. He truly loves us. Abraham truly loved God in this way. That's why the Abraham, he himself to be Abraham. We received a lot of love from the Lord. Throughout Matthew all the way to the book of John, we find out how much God loves us. One day I hope that we can, at least our life goal, toward to his glory for him. Think about it, because when you are in your life, somebody died for you. What do you think? Somebody willing to give up for you. When you're desperate in your life, but somebody really come upon to you, offer you to solve your problems, how do you feel at that time? You want to just treat it as like nothing? Or you want to thank for that for the rest of your life? Especially when you're about to die, somebody save your life. What are you going to do at that time? Somebody save you. What are you going to do? That is a true love. At least you can, because you have a second life. Those out there, people in the world, maybe they are smart. Maybe their life is, they are very capable. They are very intellectual people, but they do not know God. You know, their life is limited in this world. Well, of course, they go to gym and they go to, you know, all the exercise for maybe extend several years. Well, possible. But that's their life. When I become 50, you know, over 50, reached to 50, I learned that life is limited. I have to think about very many things, actually. I have to think about, because my brain is slowed down. Of course, you know, in your age, when I was your age, why old people like that? Why, you know, they jumbling sometimes today. How come they cannot say something that such an easy word? But I have experienced that. I said, wow, this time that a spiritual convocation in Glendale, there's a speaker, you know, speaking, and I translate. That word doesn't come out. So it's also slow. It's not fast like before. So, wow, that's life. Life is passing by. Life is passing by. I learned that. And then later on, I learned that. Why my life is here? Is it an accident? Do you think your life came out as an accident? To be here as an accident? No, you have a purpose. You and I came to this world as an accident. God loves us. God designed us as a purpose for your life and my life. It is a blessing. Of course, you know, sometimes the parents, they want to be only second one, but suddenly have a third one. So you're the one, an accident one. But don't believe that. That's what their parents saying, but you are not an accident. God purposely designed for you, came out to this world. True. Sometimes we came from the life, you know, our life came from like our parents, our backgrounds. A lot of our life was struggle. Why am I my life like this? You can say. Why some people life is so much everything, that how come my life... Why my life like this? And then sometimes we complain like this. And then we're trying to complain to our surround situation and surround our, you know, condition of life. That's my life. then you're losing the what the purpose of the God designed for you to put your love upon your life. You have to find out God give you such a certain condition, such a certain situation, because God wants to be glorified. You have to find out. True. You know, in the book of John, chapter 9, there is a born blind man. People do not understand what's going on, actually. Let's read the book of chapter 9, book of John. Book of John, chapter 9, verse 1. And as he passed by, and he saw a man blind from birth. When I read this passage, I thought about it. I closed my eyes about over 2 minutes. Oh, what kind of life is it? You know, because once I close my eyes, oh, I think it's better. My life is, you know, other things to be, you know, taken away. Please let my eyes open. Seeing is blessing. I can't do it. It is. And he says, this one is the born blind. And verse 2 is that his disciple asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sent this man of his parents that he should be born blind? That means that this man always going out on the street, he walking on the, you know, blind man's way. Other people say, hey, maybe it's because of some kind of sin at his household. That's what he cursed. You think about, because the life as a born blind, not only he cannot see it, but he heard about this kind of word from other people too. How much is hard from the, you know, age 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, around, or at that time, his life so much of feels like ego to be hurt. Have you heard about it? I mean, have you think about it? Have you thought about it? This man, sir. So even the disciples say, maybe because who sinned? That means they already judge upon this man about the household. Who sinned? Maybe him or because of his parents. Verse 3, Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was the order that he the work of God might be displayed in him. Thank God. How wonderful, you know, coughing us the things, you know, this stress, you know, oh, thank God. But anyway, the Lord Jesus says, this man has a purpose. This man has a purpose. It was in order that the work of God might be displayed in him. So this man actually, you know, when he was born, he doesn't know what's going on. Until he grown up to be young man at this time. Maybe 17, 20 years old at this time. Who knows? About that time, sir. All the way to blind man. You know, ancient time, blind man, you cannot do anything. You know that, right? Nowadays, there's some kind of profession to train yourself to do something. But ancient time, there's no such kind of, you know, the science, you know, help that, you know. There's no such thing. Maybe one stick for him. People do not get along with him anyway. Nothing come out of him. But that is the purpose. Jesus knows the purpose. The word of God might be displayed in him. So in your life, maybe you can complain to your parents. Maybe your situations. Sometimes, when I was in high school, inside of me, say, how come I'm not that smart? Always, as I mentioned that to myself, how come I'm not that smart? Every time I have a test, how come I have a low? And also in the class, how come is my rank is close, you know, very easy to be, you know, from the bottom? How come some people are so smart? How come not that smart? There are a lot of things that we issue. How come my parents like this? And there's a lot of things. But if you complain the things, where's God's purpose? We cannot find it. You are not accident. We are purpose of God. We are in this world. I hope that NYT's service help us to find out his purpose, the glory of God, because we received the blessing. the condition actually provided us, it is God's love. Condition given to us, it is a blessing of God. Don't think that its condition is considered that led us to complain to God. Remember the Israelites' 40 years of journeys? 40 years. Every day is following by the column of fire and cloud. How come every time as you turn around, they know that the straight way to reach to the land of Canaan, all around the 40 years. They don't know what's going on at the beginning. But Joshua Keller was different. They know everything has come from God. They know ultimately we reach to the land of Canaan, we can occupy this land. This is what he ultimate promised to us. We're sure we will do it. So God promised that fulfilled through the Joshua and Caleb. He did it. What did I say? Joshua, Caleb, right? Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 and 3. And 8, verse 2. And you shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you into the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you will keep his commandments or not. Verse 3. And he humbled you to let you be hungry and fed you with the manna, which you did not know, nor did your father know, that he might make you understand. The man does not live by bread alone, but men live by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Verse 4 and 5, your clothes did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years, and that you are not to know in your heart that the Lord your God was disciplining you, just as the man disciplining his son. So that means that that Moses explained to the last 40 years, he concluded for 40 years, he summarized the 40 years, it is a blessing of God. It is love of God. He explained that. That you are and I, your life and my life, we are within his love now. Don't treat this life as we can come up as a conclusions that we complain to God. Israelites, they're so much blessed because they're getting out of Egypt from slavery. But still they complain to God because they don't have enough water, because they do not have enough food that are the variety, only just manna every day. God provides us everything. God provides us everything. It is the love of God. What our paying back to, we can say, the response to God for the receiving the love from God is seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that he will provide us the rest of them. That's what his blessing. And he's showing us how we can receive his love continually. We have 5 minutes, so it's the love of agape. Also, the love of agape is the one with his truth. The love within the truth. Love is not out of the truth. Love within the truth. We know that Jesus mentioned the chapter 14, verse 6, John chapter 14, 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to Father but through me. In this way we can learn that I am the love, the way, I am the truth in love, I am the life of true love. No one comes to the Father but through my love. If we truly love God, there is a way. We can see it. We can see the truth. And true love is always the love that would in the truth. In this world, actually mess up the understanding of true love, actually. That is the problem. And the true love is the true faith, in a sense. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of those who seek him. I believe in God as he's a rewarder. Some people say, oh, sacrifice? He sacrificed to us. We don't have to sacrifice anything. Do you know that? Whatever we do for God, whatever we do for within Christ, everything is investment. Don't you think so? What do you think? Everything is investment. God never used our resources. God never used our penny for the nothing. If you offer to God for one penny, God will give you the $100 later. Do you believe so? If you spend a penny, which means what we have, we can offer to God, reward is great. Hopefully our life, you can invest. We are very well calculated. Anybody later, you can invest your money to the stock market. Or, you know, anything, you put something, your money upon giving up to somebody or something. Because the return is great. Don't you think so? When you find out that your spouse, that's the most precious, important investment for your life, don't you think? Because there's no warranty guarantee provided. Because you use your husband for a few days, oh, I don't like this, kick it out, and then you, next one, come. You cannot do that, because that's why your investment for the entire life, you have to be careful. That's why you have to pray to God. That's why it's not because I feel like it. You know, when you buy something because you feel like it later on, oh, something that doesn't, you know, it's not a big deal. Have you noticed that? Sometimes because their advertisement is so great, you know, when you buy something, oh, not a big deal. And then you throw it away. So, I have to time up. And we think about the love of God. How we can pay back to God our true love, what we received. Love within the truth. Whatever your life is not an accident. Everything is your life given from the love of God. God loved us from the beginning when we are in the sinner. He himself offered to us. Let us remember for that. Now is our life. We can follow him. We can offer ourselves like Abraham. We're beginning with the faith, end up with the true love. You know, the Peter at the beginning, he, you know, Luke chapter 5, at the beginning, when he catch a lot of fishes, he find out, he know that he's a sinner. But God, and the Lord Jesus trained him to the end. Remember? The book of John, last chapters, he asked him personally, do you love me more than this? You know that I love you. Then you tend to my ship. It's not. So, love. Our faith, ultimate our faith, is comes to true love. Understanding of love, which means we knowing true God. It is eternal life. Once you know the true love, you can give up everything for that. Because it's worth enough. That's your investment to be. Love of God is precious. Let's pray. What is the before the lunch? What we're gonna do? Kneel down, pray. How long? Just your prayer and finish. And kneel down, pray to God.